Hey, what's up, Next Level crew, and welcome back to yet another episode of What's Your Next. And today we're going to be covering maximizing your franchise investment, and we're going to be taking a deep dive using an example with our ROI calculator that we have on our website.
Welcome to What's Your Next. This is the go-to podcast for aspiring business owners who want to get to the next level, escape the rat race, and give their middle finger to the corporate 9-to-5. If you want financial freedom, work-life balance, and the business of your dreams, you're in the right place. Dave and Stacy Riska, husband-wife franchising duo, openly share their successes, failures, and lessons learned in franchising, business ownership, and working with your spouse.
Before we go into this episode and we go through this example and illustrate how to calculate ROI using our calculator, I want to go back and talk about a little bit about the previous two episodes that were the prequels to this one. If you haven't watched those two episodes, you're probably going to want to go back to those two episodes to learn more about what is involved in calculating ROI and why ROI is important. Today, we're going to be walking through literally an example and calculating ROI. Stacy, is there anything else you'd like to add about the previous episodes before we dive in here today?
Yeah, thanks. I want to thank you, Dave, for creating this tool that really helps candidates dive deeper and really understand the numbers of a franchise. Now, we're spending these three video series talking about ROI, diving deep into the numbers, and that's certainly one piece of it. But also understand there's kind of the non-monetary piece to it, making sure that that franchise answers your why and really understanding what you get in exchange, not just monetarily, but what you get in exchange for your investment into a franchise.
Absolutely. Really, really, really good points there. And we'll probably cover some of those in future episodes. But for today, we're going to just dive in. So first off, where can you find this ROI calculator? It's on our website. If you go to the website and you go to the top menu where it says learn about franchises, drop that down and you'll see a choice called franchise return on investment calculator. Click that, it'll open up and you can plug in the numbers, which we're going to walk through now. We're going to take an example using some numbers. This is hypothetical, isn't tied to any particular franchise, and certainly your results could be really different from what we're going to be showing you here today. So let's go ahead and walk through.
When you're using this tool that Dave has on the website, this ROI calculator, he's going to go through an example with you. But when you start plugging in your own numbers, think about kind of a good, better, best scenario. So don't just run it one time and maybe you're disappointed with the numbers or maybe you're thrilled with the numbers, but I'd really challenge you to come up with a good, better, best so that because you really don't know what real life is going to bring you. And this way, I think it'll help you better evaluate any franchises you're looking at.
Great idea, Stacy. Definitely plug in some different scenarios as we suggested in previous videos. Based on where you're at, territory, markets, maybe you think your numbers might be higher sales-wise and expense-wise, lower sales-wise, expense-wise, to be more relevant for your particular franchise that you're in territory that you might be looking to acquire. So good idea to run multiple. So let's go ahead and walk through this now.
So let's start with first, what is return on investment? Well, return on investment has some subjective meanings, but in general, what return on investment means is that it is the return of your original investment and the time it takes to achieve that return and the amount of the return over a period of time. And that's what we're calculating in our calculator. We're going to walk through how to use this calculator today. If you want to, you can click here to download the instructions for ROI calculator, and you'll have a PDF copy of the instructions that I'll be walking through with you today. First, once you're on this page, you're going to click on the free return on investment calculator button, which is actually going to open the calculator in a new hovering window above the page that you're on. Now, there are a lot of ways to calculate return on investment. This is one way to do it, and I have to make the disclaimer that the math appears to be right. However, we always suggest that you have an accountant or some professional check this for you or provide some guidance for you on whether or not you're receiving true numbers that make sense for return on investment from our calculator. Now, the very first step in the calculator is to first determine what is your initial investment. Your initial investment for a franchise will consist of your franchise fee and your startup costs in general for the first year. That number will vary. Generally, you can find this number in the FDD, or you can also possibly get this number from your due diligence with other franchises in that system when you're interviewing them and ask them what their initial investment looked like. So for our example today, we're going to use an investment. We're going to pick our drop-down menu here. We're going to use an initial investment of $150,000. So that is step one. And again, you can generally find this in item 7 in the FDD. Now, the next part of the calculator is a little bit more tricky to get the number. The way this calculator works is we're helping you find some additional information which you are then using to help run your business, but also use to plug in to return some sales numbers that will be used to determine your return on investment. The way we're calculating this is we're asking you to find out the number of jobs or units per year to expect during your first, second, third year. Now, you can use an average here if you'd like and put in the number of jobs or units or products sold. It can be really any one of the three. You want to put that number in here and you want to use this as your number of units or sales during the first year. So I'm going to go ahead and put in, let's just say we sell 600 units on average per year. The next thing you're going to want to try to determine is the average job price per unit, or the average price per job or unit or product. In this particular case, we're going to use 600, and we're going to say that, let's just say this is a home service business and your average cost per job is $125. And I'm just picking a random number here. It's not like anything in specific. But what you'll see immediately is the calculator will calculate the $60,000 or $720,000 in annual sales. Now, in any business, generally there is what they call a cost of goods sold. These numbers can be found in most cases in the item 19 and or sometimes in the item 7 of the FDD. Probably not more likely you'll get these true numbers from your due diligence in talking to some of the initial franchisees. Now, the actual average cost per job per unit, cost of goods sold again is one of those numbers where it's going to vary by the type of the business and really by the accountant. So we're just telling you to use something that makes sense here. In most businesses, you're going to have some labor costs, you're going to have some product costs, and generally those are the most directly numbers tied to cost of goods sold. So if we're selling, and we actually came up with a price of $100 per unit here, we'll just use that instead of $125. I don't know why it didn't take the $125. No worries, we'll use the $100. So we're going to go ahead here and we're going to say our average cost is $45 per unit. And other costs are just there in case there's some other cost of goods sold that may be tied in with your business. It could be, additional freight costs and stuff that come up on product delivery. And so we're going to go ahead and leave this at zero, but certainly you can plug in any number you want here, and it'll just be tied to your overall cost of goods sold when this is done. The next one is a highly overlooked number that we highly suggest that you come up with some type of cost associated with this. In today's world, most businesses are bill and charge via some type of credit card processing, and therefore there are merchant fees involved. And these fees can be significant, up to 2.5% in some cases or higher. We're going to use for our example today 1.75%. Now, this is a percent, and this number may or may not be found in the FDD. You may have to dig to get this number either in your early investigations or talking to other franchisees just to get their take. Is that we're doing 600 jobs at $100 per job, Our cost is $48.24 per job. That's our cost of goods sold. So we're already starting to see some, we're seeing the building of the return on investment as a whole. We see the cost of monthly sales, annual cost of sales, the monthly sales margin, and annual sales margin. So you can kind of see what your gross margins look like here, which again is a pretty important number when evaluating franchises, but certainly an important number when operating a franchise. Below, you're going to have your, what they call fixed and variable costs that can occur on a month-to-month basis that are not directly tied to the cost of your product or your service provided. So we're going to say electricity, water, internet, those are your utilities. Let's just say those are $125. This is a monthly number. You can find most of these costs laid out in the FDD. Rent and lease, we'll just say we're paying $2,000 a month here. Miscellaneous is really there for the catch-all for anything else that you might want to add in here. I'm just going to say $10 here. Same as custom costs. I mean, it's really there just to put in costs that aren't really tied to these other categories. Repairs and maintenance. Repairs and maintenance might be, you know, the service to your equipment or your vehicles. So we're just going to say $100 a month for that. And well, that's probably a little bit low, but let's just say $200 a month for that. And we're going to say technical maintenance. Technical maintenance would be if you have heavy machinery or maybe your internet, you know, computer related expenses. Let's just say that's another $100, $150 a month. Again, we're just picking numbers here. And logistics and storage. Again, sometimes you'll have a storage bin or other storage. Let's say $80 a month. Now, here's one that you can pick right off of the FDD, and that is going to be the cost of your royalties and or ad fees. And royalties and or ad fees can typically be found in either item 5 or item 6 in the FDD. So let's go ahead and say that we're paying 7% royalty and a 2% ad fee. So we're going to put this in as a percentage as 9, and we're going to go ahead and tab. The tab will then do the calculation, and it'll start to spin its wheels, and it'll give us some cool numbers. So our monthly fixed costs look like $5,129, annual fixed costs. We're not quite done yet. Assuming you're a profitable business, Uncle Sam is going to come along, and they're going to want a chunk of your profits. This is a variable number and something that you might want to ask of the franchise ease during due diligence to get flavor for the ones that are profitable, what kind of tax rates that they're looking at. Now, this is going to vary, obviously, for you based on the type of business that you are and the level of income that you generate. So it may be different for you than it is for them, but I would start with something reasonable. Let's just say 18%. I don't know if that's high, I don't know if that's low, but let's just say that that's your taxes during your, at least your first year, ongoing years that you're generating the $720,000 in annual revenue. Now, with that, we put in all of the input that will allow us to calculate our return on investment. And so what we see is we see a net profit or loss. In this case, it's a profit of $21,971 a month and an annual profit of $263,661.79. This is a healthy business, at least in my opinion. You are seeing a very nice return on your investment. So we made it. You can now see your monthly and yearly net profit after taxes. If we scroll down just a bit further, we're at the finish line, which is the return on your investment. So our original investment in this scenario was $150,000 to acquire this business or franchise. What we see is that we actually receive a one-year ROI of 51%, and we see a break-even in the number of months to return our $150,000 right in the area of 8 months, and a net income for the year of $88,661. So what that means is that you are returning your money, you're returning your principal and still netting $88,661 above your initial investment. Now, the reality of it is that this is probably more indicative of a business that's been around for at least more than a year. We highly recommend that you use this toggle to move this toggle to 5 years, because that's really the realistic time frame that you should be looking at to evaluate your true return on investment. And what we see is over the 5 years, your return as a whole is 653%. Again, your break even doesn't change. It's still 8 months, but your total net income for those 5 years in business is $1,308,000. And as I said before, this certainly looks like a healthy business to me and one that I might want to invest in. So this is our return on investment calculator. Please check it out.
All right, ROI, there it is. There's our calculator. This is a great tool. We use it to help our candidates. We do also provide some great spreadsheets that help you evaluate not just the tangible numbers that we're showing you in this calculator, but the intangibles that go into choosing a franchise. So Stacey, are there any words you'd like, or any words of advice here you'd like to share with our listeners to wrap up this ROI calculator?
Yeah, Dave, thanks for putting this tool together. Thanks for walking us through it. I think it's superb because most people coming in and evaluating a franchise, most of them are not numbers people, and they get a little bit scared and overwhelmed at the numbers. This tool is very simplistic, easy to use, no right or wrong answers. You're just playing around with some numbers. And so it actually can inspire you to see the opportunities that a franchise can offer you. And then, as we talked about before, kind of doing a good, better, best, you can look at all the opportunities and scalability that a franchise can offer you.
So absolutely. So we want to end up here by thanking you for joining us through these three episodes. Hopefully you have learned what ROI is. You've learned how ROI is calculated. What are some of the factors involved in ROI? Some of the intangibles that go into choosing a franchise that aren't directly tied to the numbers. Thanks for joining us on another episode of What's Your Next. Please like, subscribe, thumbs up. It really helps us out. And we will catch you on the next episode.
There are over 4,000 franchise concepts that could be your dream business. Which one is the perfect one for you? Go to franquiz.nextlevelfranchisegroup.com and find out. Your dream business awaits. Go to franquiz.nextlevelfranchisegroup.com now and find the perfect business that will get you to your next level.